Two-point ball game. NSU on top, 19-17, but two free throws coming up here for Minot State. Wolves with Reedy, Mastin, Bergen, Moni, and Walton Blandon. So four of the five starters on the floor. For Minot State, these will be their second and third free throws of the night. Wolves have yet to take one. Both teams are 50% from downtown, 3 of 6. Wolves are 53% for the field, 8 of 15. 50% for Minot State, 7 of 14 in the ballgame. So very close numbers. Points in the paint are equal at 8 each. Wolves have the advantage in the points off turnovers, 7 to 2, as the first free throw is sent up and in there by Dunphy. So Dunphy, who had 6 points a game his last 5, feeling much better here shooting at Wax Arena apparently tonight. And looking for the tie, he will do so. He's got 7 already in this one. A tray, a field goal from two-point land, and now 2 free throws to go with that. Mastin brings it up, all tied up, 19 each on the Avera Orthopedic scoreboard. Right side give down to the baseline for Walton Blandon. He'll feed right side for Reedy. Reedy contested 3, just a touch too much and cleared by Bowl as 2 defenders were chasing Gus and might have bothered him a little bit there. He did have a somewhat open look, but I'd still say that was contested. Right side drive underneath by Dunphy. Tied up. Nope. It's knocked out of bounds. They'll say touch by Bergen. Wow. Like Bergen got his hands out of there, and Dunphy lost an OB. Dunphy says, you got to be kidding me. And they will not look at a video review. It'll be tossed in with 20 to shoot by Minot State on the baseline. Dunphy to throw it in. Dunphy lobs it into the elbow there for Newburn. Leaves it at the free throw line for Ulrich. Ulrich, left side handoff to Dunphy, back to Ulrich, around Moni, can't get it, defended well at the last moment, but Newburn was open for the rebound of the putback of the first lead of the night for the Beavers, up by 2, 21-19 with 9 to go in the first half of action. Wolves hoping for an opening round bye in the NSIC tourney, need to get a victory here tonight. Left side give, there's a drive by Walton Blandon, leave it for Bergen to the cup, right side off glass for 2, good ball work there by NSU as Bergen gets his 4th points of the game, coming off the career-high 19 last Saturday in the victory for NSU over Crookston. Far side give to Gunville. Gunville looking to drive there, but cut off by Reedy to the free throw line. Pull up. That's not 3-point land. He barely drew iron. He doesn't normally shoot it. Over 75% of his shots are from 3-point land this season, where he shoots 52%. Why go for 2? Right side, it's in the hands of Mastin, bringing it out up high and leave it there for Walton Blandon. He'll drive left side against Bowles, stop, throw it up high to Mastin, right side to Bergen. From downtown right wing, way off target. He did get the rim, but that was well left and exit stage left to the Beavers, going right to left on your radio dial and internet browser. Jump pass right side to Newburn, then back up top to Dunphy. Pump fakes on a 3, drives in, pull up, 5-footer is wide left. Rebound is loose and cleared by the Wolves as Moni taps it and Bergen clears. Belka ready to check back in. Next dead ball for NSU with under 8 to play in the half. Tied at 21 each. Up high, Bergen controls. Looking left for Mastin. Kick it out to him on the wing. He'll dribble handoff to Reedy. Back up high to Cole. Bergen picks up his dribble. Leaves it out there for Walton Blandon. He'll drive on Bowl left side. Pump fakes on the baseline. Spin around. Fadeaway jumper short. Rebound to Newburn on the air ball by Caleb. 7.5 to play in the half, 21-21 on that scoreboard, the Avera Orthopedic scoreboard. Ulrich leaves it up high there for Gunville. Near side give to Bowl. Bowl driving to the free throw line underneath. Reverse laid up and in by Ben Bowl, his first points today. Retake the lead for Minot State. Wolves screaming illegal on a screen there, which I thought was kind of questionable myself. Leave it up high to Bergen. Bergen left side giving the corner to Moni. Moni back to Bergen up at the top of the key. Leaves it there for Mastin. Gets return handoff. Cole looking left, can't find much. Dribbles once near side to Mastin. Mastin hesitates against Newburn. Left corner give for a Reedy. 3 ball up and good. Gus connects for the first time today. It's the Sanford 3 in the left corner for his first points today to make it a 1-point Wolves advantage, 24-23. Around the horn near side to Bowl. Bowl calls over Gunville and then dribbles out up top and leaves there for Dunphy instead. Dunphy to the right side, stopped by the defense, leaves up high for Ulrich. Ulrich dribbles left side and gives here for Gunville. Going baseline, stops, cross court at right wing, into the corner now for Bowl over Walton Blandon, hits. A contested 3 by Bowl, but he got it. He's a 41% 3-point shooter, regains the lead for the Beavers by 2, 26-24. Numerous players ready to check in here at the scorer's table for both teams. Up top, Mastin goes in, kicks it out for an open 3 by Walton Blandon, stuck in the craw on the left side. That'll give it to NSU on the possession arrow. And for the Wolves, check in Belka. For the Beavers, check in Cody, check in Dwyer, and check in Cave. Staying on the floor, Dunphy and Bowl. And for the Wolves, it's Walton Blandon that checks out. So fresh 20 for NSU on the shot clock. Down by a couple, 26-24. In case you're wondering, when it gets shot and stuck in the iron there, it is a jump ball or held ball, and it'll be Northern basketball here because it's the first one of these we've had, and the tip was won by the big man, Cody Dwyer, at the start of the ball game. All right, Reedy gets it, tosses into Mone up top, left side give to Bergen. Bergen looking underneath, now outside, fakes the give there to Reedy, bounce pass to Gus, cutting inside, give to Mastin on one extra pass, might have been one too many, and Mastin fouled by Dunphy, gets two. I thought Reedy had a take there to the cup, and he instead handed off to Mastin. He mishandled and then had to see what he could do to get a shot off, and Dunphy got him after he collected the rock. So Sam to the free throw line. First free throw is the ball game here for NSU tonight. Fantastic weekend last week for Sam here at Wachs Arena as the first one is up and good. In his last two games, he had 15.5 points per contest, 6 rebounds, 5.5 assists, and no turnovers, and he scored in double figures his last 10 games. Only 3 so far here tonight, trying to make it 4 with the second free throw. And he does not. Rims out and picked up there by Bowl. Pardon me, that's actually Cave, my bad. And Cody brings it back with a 1-point lead for the Beavers and under 6 to go in this first half. Right side to Dunphy, drive, pass off the foot of NSU's Cole Bergen. That brings in Trey Longstreet. And heading out for Northern, Mastin. So Mastin will get a breather with 5:46 to go here in this first half. Toss in coming up from Max Cody. Get it out up top for Bowl. Bowl leaves it up there for Cave. Cave reverses near side back to Bowl. Bowl looking up top, now has 10 to shoot. Give it to Cave in the corner, battling with Belka. Dribbles behind the back, driving on JB underneath. Kick it right corner. Dunphy, tough three, won't go. Rebounded by Bergen. He was behind the backboard in the corner on that far side and still somehow came close. Wolves down by 1, 5.5 to go in this first half. 26-25 on the Avera Orthopedic scoreboard. Left baseline, give it to Bergen. Bergen, bounce pass to the free throw line. Quick jumper by Belka, rims out. Cleared by Cave off the miss there. 5:10 to go in the half. Cody hesitates near side, looking to drive against Longstreet. Spins into the paint, jump stop right side, throws up an air ball right to Bergen. Well defended by Trey. And the Wolves bring it back, still looking for the advantage, down by 1. Bergen left side, leaves it there for Belka. Gets it back from JB and has it on the left wing. Calls over Mone, bounce pass to him at the free throw line. Battles there, looking to drive and gets fouled. And we'll see which player it's on as we get a break and play. That's going to be 2 on Cave, they say. So second on Eli Cave and a break and play with the final media timeout of half number 1 with Northern down 1, 26-25 and 4:50 on the clock when we return to the Primrose Substitute Radio Sports Network.